years when he was a small boy, moving the family back to Nazareth so Jesus could grow up among his extended family. A highlight of his childhood was a trip to Jerusalem for Passover when he was around 12. Jesus decided he wasn't ready to go home, but he forgot to inform his parents, who only discovered he wasn't with them with the return caravan when they were many miles from the city. His parents never let him forget that. Maybe in response to that experience, he lived a very quiet life, never straying far from home until he was in his 30s. While Jesus never married, he was very involved in the lives of his extended family, their children, and the family carpentry business. Jesus was a big support for his mother in her grief after his father's passing. When Jesus was in his early 30s, a visit with his cousin John changed the course of his life. After this visit, he left Nazareth to lead an unsettled life, never having a home of his own again. He became a big traveler, passing through Judea and Galilee and even into Samaria and the land beyond the Jordan. His family hoped that he would one day get over this traveling bug and settle down to raise a family, but that was not to be. Jesus was a person with a special light, a light from God, like the prophets of old. He traveled because he had a message from God. He was a powerful speaker, enthralled the young and the old, the rich and the poor alike, with his insight and wisdom. He spoke to us of the great compassion of God, and that we too should have love for one another. In the course of Jesus' travels, he came to have 12 special friends, whom he called disciples, as well as numerous followers, male and female, who generously provided for his needs out of their own resources. Jesus had many interesting encounters with people. If you tried to write them down everything he did, the world could not contain the stories. He could make friends with anyone. Tax collectors, people possessed by demons, the educated, the rich, people who were blind or lame, lepers, Pharisees, Samaritans. Jesus was interested in everyone. He was the kindest man, the most loving man, a person who had special powers given to him by God. Those of you here who've seen the power of his miracles know what I'm talking about. In the final years of his life, Jesus became famous, with hundreds flocking to hear him speak. Some believed him to be the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. While he was deeply loved, he also had some bitter enemies, people who were threatened by his sometimes biting honesty. He also became famous and attracted the attention of religious and political leaders who plotted to kill him. One of his own disciples, who we will not name today, betrayed him. Jesus was arrested and tried before Pontius Pilate. Up to the end, there were some among us who hoped for a display of God's power, that Jesus would begin to speak and amaze all who heard him, as he had amazed us for all so long. But he didn't open his mouth in those final days. Those who saw him in his final hours described someone who was resolute in his faith, still talking to God, even as he was executed by crucifixion, like a common criminal. He died just outside the city of Jerusalem that he loved, on the Friday before Passover. Left to grieve his passing are his mother Mary, his brother James, and various in-laws, his aunt Mary, wife of Clopas, many cousins, nieces, and nephews, his many followers, including the 11, and innumerable friends. He was predeceased by his father Joseph and his cousin John the Baptizer. While Jesus had no children of his own and never made very much money or owned any property, he left a mark that will never be forgotten. He will be remembered forever in the hearts of those who love him.